On today's show, Elon posts a picture of Tesla's electric semis in operation. Goodyear develops tires with moss growing inside them. We'll tell you why. And Ford teaches women in Saudi Arabia how to drive. All that and more coming right up on Auto Line Daily. This is Auto Line Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Saudi Arabia recently made it legal for women to drive, and Ford is rushing in to teach them the fundamentals. It's called Ford Driving Skills for Life for Her, and it uses skilled experts who cover the basics like proper adjustment of the mirrors, emergency braking, and avoiding distraction. Saudi Arabia already has a very high rate of motor vehicle accidents. On a population-adjusted basis, it's twice as high as in the U.S. Well, here's something that caught everybody by surprise. Elon Musk posted an Instagram photo of a couple of his electric semi-trucks about to take loads of batteries from the Gigafactory in Nevada to Tesla's assembly plant in California. When Musk unveiled the truck back in November, we thought it would take years to develop. These pictures show the development of the truck is well underway, and Musk says it's going to go into production next year. Thanks to growing global demand, General Motors plans to boost production of the Chevy Bolt EV at its Orion assembly plant, but the company did not reveal how much capacity will be increased. GM built 26,000 Bolts last year, with over 23,000 of them sold in the U.S. Starting this week, GM will start offering Bolts for commercial use that have the rear seat removed. You get to pay $350 for them not to put a seat in the back. Speaking of Chevrolet, it's been missing out on massive profits. Coming up next, we will explain how they're finally going to remedy that situation.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Ford makes big profits selling medium-duty trucks, and so does Ram. One of the biggest puzzles in the auto industry is why Chevrolet was not competing in such a profitable segment. Well, Chevy finally woke up to what it was missing out on. It's coming out with a lineup of Class 4, 5, and 6 medium-duty chassis cabs. These are the kinds of brutes that end up as dump trucks, steak trucks, and get upfitted for all kinds of applications. They go into production later this year, and Chevrolet will brand them as Silverados. That's pretty smart. Ford calls all of its trucks F-Series because by lumping them all together, it makes it look like it sells a lot of them. Ram does the same thing. So even though Chevy's late to the party, it's making all the right moves. And Navistar also unveiled its redesigned medium-duty trucks, what it calls its MV series of Class 6 and 7 trucks. Some of the big selling points include the elimination of vent windows and bigger glass on the doors for better visibility. The cockpit gets customizable gauges placed well within the driver's view that allow for better monitoring of the vehicle. We've been reporting about all the new cars coming out of the Geneva Auto Show, but it wasn't all new cars. Goodyear revealed several concept tires. One is designed specifically for electric vehicles. Turns out, tires wear out 30% faster on EVs because of their instant torque and the weight of the batteries. What Goodyear calls efficient grip performance with electric drive technology deals with all those issues. Goodyear says the tire will be available in Europe next year. Another concept is the intelligent tire prototype, which features sensors and algorithms to communicate in real time with fleet operators via an app. And the last concept the company revealed is the wildest of the bunch, called the Oxygene. It's designed to help improve air quality. It has living moss growing in the sidewalls, which absorb and circulate moisture from the road surface, allowing photosynthesis to occur, and that releases oxygen into the air. Coming up next, it's time for You Said It, where we get to hear from you.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
And now it's time to put a spotlight on some of your questions and comments. Kevin Anderson says, I like the looks of the all-new VW ID electrics. My only question is, why can't the production gas VWs look as good? You're right. The best thing to happen to VW design was to give the designers the freedom to come up with new styling with those electric cars. Bob D says, I had to laugh on the segment on the Mercedes digital headlamps. What has the world come to when you need headlamps to display a snowflake on the pavement to tell you it's snowing? Couldn't agree more, Bob D. What are they going to do next? Display an icon of a tornado or a tsunami? How about a forest fire? Fire on the mountain. Run, boys, run. And Barry has an even better idea. Would the Mercedes headlamp system show where the potholes are? Yeah, I like that one. Lex saw our report that Mazda will use a rotary engine as a range extender on a plug-in. My understanding was that the Mazda rotary engine is too dirty, and that's why it was dropped. What changed? Well, look, a range extender operates in a very narrow RPM range, so it's a lot easier to control the emissions. Chris Del Rossi says, I knew that someone at some point would try to develop a steer-by-wire system. The real question is, what will their solution be to handle failures in the system? What happens when the failure occurs mid-turn on a rural back road lined with trees? Well, that's easy, Chris. You kiss your ass goodbye. Geez, do we have to explain everything here? Gary Susie says he thinks he may know why new car sales were down in January and February. Could it be the weather here in the northern states that caused the sales drop? That's a hell of a good point, Gary. Let's see if the warmer weather thaws out those sales. And Peter Griffin, 4200, thinks he knows why sales of the Honda Accord are down so sharply. Honda got rid of the V6 engine. That's why sales are down. Well, you know, Peter, you could be right. And finally, Albemarle heard our report that the EPA overestimated volatile organic compound emissions from cars and wants to know, interesting about the VOCs. Are there VOC standards for new cars? Well, yeah, there is. Even when your car is parked, gasoline is evaporating from it, even a little bit of oil, and the plastics are doing what they call off-gassing. The EPA wants that controlled. In fact, you can get a PZEV, or Partial Zero Emissions Vehicle Rating, from the EPA if you control all those evaporative emissions. If I'm not mistaken, every Subaru has a PZEV rating, meaning they produce the same emissions as an electric car. Hey, thanks for all your comments and questions. We truly like reading through them. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to tune into AutoLine After Hours later today, all about the Acadie's engine. And then we'll be right back here again tomorrow.